The Pact of Elias Lerenard. Grignan, the Dumas Mill, Friday, August 18th, 2023, 5:35 a.m. The dawn bathed the forest in golden light. It cast long shadows on the paths that meandered between the trees. Elias, the little fox with a fiery red coat, had spent his day exploring the verdant corners of the Abysses of the Bear, a place he loved so much. This little paradise in the Grignan hinterland was nestled between lavender fields, truffle orchards, river banks, and ancient forests. The little mammal's paws delicately tread on the carpet of dead leaves, producing a soft rustling that testified to the tranquility of the place. Elias loved these moments of peace. As he walked, he played with a playful butterfly below the village of Bayonne. Suddenly, he heard bursts of laughter coming from the edge of the forest. Elias froze. Intrigued, he approached softly until he could distinguish human voices. Breakfast at the Dumas Mill guesthouse was lively that morning. He knew the estate well, having witnessed its transformation from the beginning of the renovation work by the owners 3 years ago. Elias recognized the estate's ruggedness with the local wildlife of the park. He struggled to suppress his predator instincts. Recently, Isabel had installed chickens and ducks in a small corner of the forest, and Elias knew the feathered animals had narrowly escaped a tragedy. That morning, with his sharp vision, Elias spotted the owners busy loading bouquets of wildflowers and freshly picked herbs into an old wheelbarrow. His distant cousin, Mojo, was stationed under a young pine tree, recently planted in the ground. The dog was still trying to charm human passers-by into giving him leftover croissants. Without judgment, Elias wondered if Mojo wasn't overdoing it just to get a few crumbs. It's true that the fox's greedy nature also justified his hunting instinct, like ducks in a park, for instance. Elias stood there among the oaks, contemplating. Then he began his descent, quietly, toward the breakfast terrace. He wasn't as discreet as he thought. A guest, enjoying their coffee, spotted him by chance.
"Oh, look, a fox!"
Elias didn't like being spotted by surprise. He turned around and disappeared into the dense grass by the edge of the pond. By chance, he found himself near Isabel and Philippe, behind the dike wall. Taking a few more steps in their direction, a dry branch cracked loudly under his paws. Startled, his heart pounded. Isabel turned her head and saw Elias. Their eyes met. For a moment, that felt like an eternity. They stared at each other, both fascinated and fearful. Elias's mind was also swirling with conflicting emotions. Fear, curiosity, and a strange feeling of warmth and trust. "Look, Philippe, an adorable little fox. Look how beautiful he is," murmured Isabel softly. "Well, it's rare to see this. He looks like he wants to talk to us, this little fox. Maybe he feels safe here." Philippe agreed warmly, pausing his work. Their clear kindness reassured Elias, who approached them. Isabel, while looking at the little animal, bent down gently to pick a wild flower. Elias quietly continued along the riverbank and disappeared into the broom bushes. The couple returned to their work. Isabel and Philippe talked about the almost human-like behavior they had just observed in this little fox. The next day, the forest was slowly waking up. The morning mist that had enveloped it gradually dissipated as the first rays of sun appeared. Half-closed eyes, Elias was standing near the bridge at the entrance to the old basin. Under the wooden footbridge, he enjoyed the coolness of the dawn, listening to the joyful song of the birds. He reflected on the previous day's events, on his unexpected encounter with these strange humans. As he cautiously approached the bastide, a sweet and familiar scent wafted through the air. Isabel was kneeling in front of a flower bed. Her delicate hands were constantly at work, tending to the plants and pulling weeds. Hesitant steps on the other bank indicated an animal's presence. She glanced around. Seeing the little fox again made her smile. Elias froze. "Hello, my little friend. You're back," she said softly, so as not to disturb the morning's tranquility or the animal's peaceful walk. Elias quivered slightly. Ever curious, he walked around the basin to get closer to her. Isabel, with her hand extended at a slight distance, was careful not to frighten him. The little animal had to remain free to choose his own path. Driven by an unsuspected inner force, he moved closer, until he was right in front of Isabel's hand. He gently rubbed his muzzle against it. The contact was subtle, almost ethereal. "Perhaps we can find balance together, don't you think?" Isabel whispered. Elias sensed the sincerity in her words. The shadows of the forest blended harmoniously with the golden light of the early day. The human and animal worlds were now unified. With a light heart, Elias returned to the forest. That human contact had comforted him. He felt good. The fox reappeared at nightfall. Felipe was arranging lanterns along the gravel paths. The lanterns, which cast a warm, flickering glow, created shadow and light plays on the smiling faces of the guests. The garden became magical, almost fairy-like. It invited reverie. Elias was touched by what he saw and felt. He thought to himself that humans knew how to maintain beautiful homes. His senses remained on high alert, allowing him to venture once more to the edge of the basin. The water sparkled under the glow of the lanterns like a myriad of diamonds. The sculpted dolphin of the fountain under the grand oak unnerved him a bit. In fact, Isabel had been watching Elias for a while. She approached him, whispering, "This garden enclosure is our refuge, our sanctuary. Each plant, each flower has a story, a secret to share. You're at home, little fox, and the dolphin greets you. Rest assured." She guided him toward the Provencal enclosure, its gates wide open. The fox followed her like a little docile cat. "Our guests love this place. It's here that they come to recharge, reconnect with themselves and with nature. It's a space of shared secrets and soothing silence." Elias looked around, then lay down next to Isabel. She caressed him. Her tender gestures soothed the animal. He thought to himself that Mojo and Benny were incredibly lucky, far beyond what they could imagine. Felipe then appeared at the entrance to the enclosure. "It's time to light up the last corner of our sanctuary," he announced, his voice both calm and strong. He joined Isabel and Elias on the small wooden terrace. "Come see, little fox. You're looking quite skinny, aren't you?" Elias listened to Felipe, feeling reassured. Suddenly, without warning, Mojo started barking. The dog, standing at the entrance of the enclosure, had spotted the fox. He rushed forward, driven by a powerful surge of jealousy. The small group jumped in surprise. Elias fled at lightning speed. The magical moment vanished instantly. A chase ensued in the meadow, with the dog howling and the fox yelping. The cat struggled to keep up with the canines. His meow sounded strange. From a distance, Felipe and Isabel watched the scene, unable to intervene. The three animals disappeared behind the embankment wall. Away from human eyes and ears, Mojo shouted, "Elias! Elias! By the dog's name!" With all his weight, he had pinned the poor fox on his back. Mojo delighted in the difference in their sizes. He barked even louder, just inches from Elias's muzzle. "We need to talk, my friend. The ducks have disappeared, and I can't believe you had nothing to do with it. What did you do? Did you eat them? You're going to pay for this, sneaky fox." Elias wriggled free with agility. Mojo barely had time to grab Elias's tail, which made him sneeze. The fox was gentle, but knew how to be menacing. "Bless you, greedy mutt. After all, it's not the general-in-chief of human caresses who, for a few crumbs of a croissant, will lecture me. Mojo, you're annoying. I swear I had nothing to do with it. I didn't touch those birds. Sure, they had a scare, but I didn't eat them. You'll see if an old wolf begs for caresses in exchange for a few crumbs. Get ready to lose your fur, redhead," growled Mojo, annoyed. Benny joined them. His calm insight was reflected in his bright green eyes. "Wait, friends. Let's calm down. Relax. Let's not jump to hasty conclusions. Let's examine the situation. Elias, explain yourself. We're listening." "I understand your concerns, Mojo, sincerely. But I saw those animals run away when I approached, slowly, without trying to surprise them or scare them. I didn't kill any ducks or Isabel's hens, but I fear they all fled because of my presence, and for that, I'm sorry." Benny reflected silently on those words and nodded in agreement. "It's possible. Ducks and hens are cautious and fearful creatures. Maybe they fled from a danger they didn't understand. We have to admit that Elias gave them a chance to live. That being said, it's strange. I have a feeling you're still hiding something from us, Elias."
"No, well, yes, I was."
He stopped abruptly, as Mojo cut him off. "All right, maybe I got carried away a little too quickly. I apologize, Elias." "All right, I appreciate it," the fox replied kindly. But Benny still wanted to dig deeper into the investigation.
"Elias, what exactly happened with those ducks?"
"Well, I must confess that I don't know how to hunt, and I don't want to. I don't want to hunt. No, no, and no. I've chosen not to do it. I've always felt uneasy about the idea of harming other animals. I prefer to find other ways to feed myself, even if it means accepting help from humans or foraging for food in the wild, among fruits and the leftovers from others' meals." He paused, searching for the right words. "I don't try to hide from the ducks or the hens. It's my way of showing them that they have nothing to fear from me and controlling my instincts, indirectly. But it scares them away. So, what should I do?" The little fox was sincere, and the cat and dog listened silently. They felt empathy. Mojo could feel the emotion rising to his snout. Elias resumed after a brief silence. "I really believe it's possible to live in peace without being a source of worry or fear for others. I hope to prove that even a fox can choose another path. I prefer kindness to fear." This revelation truly touched Mojo. He tilted his head slightly. Benny also appreciated the fox's tolerance and thought that many domestic animals should take inspiration from this vixen. Mojo spoke again. "That's honorable of you, Elias. Not only are you not a threat to the birds of the estate, but you've become their protector in the eyes of your fellow foxes, who don't all have the same intentions as you. But I'll tell you this, our masters would be proud of you." The brilliance in Benny's eyes showed his agreement with the dog's words. He continued, "I think it's time to figure out the best way to integrate Elias into our daily life. We each have our own specialties. We can certainly help him feed himself without having to hunt."
"Yes, that's true, Benny. Why not share our daily food with him? We have no reason to let him fend for himself, especially if he's now part of our group, right? Mojo added, Would you really do that for me? Of course, it's the principle of friendship, isn't it? Supporting each other, no matter our differences. You're generous with the weak, so we owe you respect and assistance, little fox, concluded Mojo. With a light heart, Elias understood that his friends fully accepted him. He questioned his companions. And what about Philippe and Isabel in all this? Oh, Elias, do you really think we have a choice in accepting you or not? Seriously, Elias. The fox seemed surprised. What do you mean, Benny? I mean that, the other day, I heard Isabel tell Philippe that if a fox joined the mill, everyone would be very happy, and that they might even call him Mr. Fox, like in the days of the Raymonds. Mojo chimed in, Yes, I heard her say that too. I didn't understand at the time. But in any case, the wishes of our beloved mistress are orders. Well then, are you in or not, Monsieur Lerenard? Shall we make the pact? Absolutely. My general. Elias permanently settled at the estate. Isabel was overjoyed. The hens and ducks reappeared. The pact was sealed. Elias Lerenard reappeared at the mill among the millers.